Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 148 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her hair, or lack thereof. This is really going to be an amazing episode with just a fabulous, wonderful guest. Before we hop into this episode, just know it's made possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. And to learn more, run on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode and rate and review this podcast, because boy, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to love it. It's going to be good, nice and juicy and meaty. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life.
It's all about her.
So this issue of hair, or losing your hair, this is a real sensitive issue, mostly for women. Yeah. Guys have some issues too, no question about it. But for women, come on, you know, it's a biggie here. And when I was reading about one particular person, her name is Michelle L'Amour, and her whole take on alopecia, which is the fancy medical term for the loss of hair, I just knew that she would be a fabulous guest on the Her podcast. She has quite a background. Michelle L'Amour is an international burlesque performer. She holds the title of Miss Exotic World 2005 and is most known for her viral video, Butt Hoven, with 10 million viewers. She has also appeared in many documentaries, America's Got Talent and MTV's Amazingness. In addition to performance, Michelle is a burlesque instructor and the creator of the acclaimed literary series, Naked Girls Reading. Michelle, welcome to the Her podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's just get right to it here. You know, this whole issue of how did having alopecia affect you? Let's go to that place of alopecia. How did it begin to happen in your life? And what was your experience with it?
Well, so alopecia is an autoimmune disease and basically just means that my body likes to attack my hair follicles on my head, my eyebrows, and my eyelashes. And there's varying levels of this disease. The stage that I have is alopecia areata, which is spotty patches. There's alopecia totalis, which is full head and face. And then there's also universalis, which is full body, no hair. So I guess I have the lesser of the evils, I guess. But it certainly doesn't feel like that when you're going through it. I started experiencing this around 6 years old, and my mom noticed a spot on my head as I was playing and, you know, started going in for a series of blood tests and trying to figure out what's going on with me. And what happened was, you know, I ended up with alopecia. So when you're a kid that young, you don't really get it. You don't really understand what's happening, you know. All I knew is that my hair was cut short and I was fitted for a wig and, you know, did all this. But I don't remember having major feelings of anxiety about my appearance. But I don't think you're very self-aware at that age. So, you know, it came back. I had really lovely, long, beautiful hair through about sixth grade. And then seventh grade, it started happening again. And this time, I was very self-aware. It's like the worst time to go through this as a young girl, as you're going through puberty and also just feeling strange, you know, as it is. So I had this on top of that. And you know, steadily lost my hair throughout 7th and 8th grade and freshman year of high school, to where I just had little patches of hair on my head. So during this time, I developed major anxiety and feelings about my appearance, and it caused a great deal of pain for me. So, you know, without getting into it further and further, but it then later came back at the end of senior year, and I was doing okay. I would have little spots here or there, and I started going in for steroid treatment, where they would shoot cortisone, or I don't know if it's cortisone, but steroid into my scalp to prevent, they would treat it sort of like a rash, like to prevent the rash from spreading. So that kind of helped. I would go in about twice a year. And then about 3.5 years ago, it just came back with a vengeance, and I lost a ton of hair. And at this point, you know, I am 10 years, 12 years into my burlesque career. I have a name, I have a presence, I have a reputation, and I'm known for, you know, my portrayal of sexuality on stage, and it was really, really difficult for me to make sense of these two worlds. You know, one, I'm on stage and I'm presenting this sort of goddess idea, and then two, I'm at home and I'm crying in a puddle on the floor because my hair is everywhere but my head. So it's been a battle for sure.
Well, you know, when I'm thinking about this, right, I see a lot of women who come in with, you know, the classic perimenopausal loss of hair, and it's mm-hmm. incredibly distressing. So suddenly right around the, you know, the crown of your head and around the face, basically, but especially the top of the head. You mm-hmm. see a lot of thinning going on, and women just literally go into a panic. You know, how can I fix this? What's going on? You know, there's such a tie between a woman's sense of self-esteem, body image, etc., and her sense of self and her hair. The hair thing is just like big. It's really big. You know, your nails may look terrible, or, you know, whatever, your earlobes are off, but the hair thing is very big. How did you psychologically work through that as an adult woman, especially given what you do for a living?
Yeah, I mean, it was really tough. You know, I did everything that I could do. I mean, for 3 years, the only thing I could focus on was hair. It was like I just had this down track in my head, just going, hair, 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 you know, it was the only thing I could see. And I did everything. I did all the blood tests. I went to all the doctors. I got steroid shots. They didn't work. I adopted a holistic approach, and I went on an anti-inflammatory diet, starting with paleo and then an autoimmune paleo diet. So I ended up losing a lot of weight from that. And then I ended up getting comments about my weight loss from, you know, people on social media because they preferred me to be thicker and bigger and curvier. And so then I was dealing with body issues in addition to the hair issues because people didn't understand what I was going through. So it was really, really challenging. And I ended up going to acupuncture and going to yoga and really just trying to adopt this calmer life as a performer. My life is pretty crazy. I'm up late hours and my schedule is really sporadic and I travel a lot. And, you know, it's kind of hard to manage with all of my my hair loss going on. And I tried to hide it. I hid it from everybody. People backstage didn't know. Some family members didn't know. I felt like I had to protect myself. I couldn't let my fans know. There was no way I was going to have any fans left if they knew what was really going on. And, you know, all of this is just stuff that I fabricated and that I put in my head and that was there for me. There was nothing in my life that would lead me to believe these things. It was just what I thought. So I went through a lot of mental gymnastics and basically ended up in a really great place that I'm very grateful to be at. And I feel incredibly grateful, and I'm grateful for the experience because the lessons I learned, I needed to learn. And this was just the way that I had to learn them. You know, it's not ideal.
Well, what was it like, as it were, coming out? You know, basically, yeah. How did that happen? So explain to me how that happens, because, you know, this is a really important milestone in your life. And I'm sure all the women out there in her podcast land are sitting back going, this reminds me of the time I had to, and then fill in the blank, admit to the world that, you know, my husband beats me up on a routine basis and then I finally had to kick him out. I mean, the things that are basically filled with fear, sometimes shame, but mostly fear. It's all fear-based. It's like, what will they think? What's on their mind? So tell us what it was like the very first time you really kind of came out.
Yeah, fear is a really evil thing. And I really try to live my life without fear. However, this latest round of alopecia really just stirred all that up for me. So in coming out, I started coming out a little bit in private. So with friends, I felt like I was confessing. Like, okay, guys, like, this is what I'm going through. I'm having a really hard time. And there's lots of tears and, you know, but also a lot of relief because I could go to somebody then and talk to them about how I was feeling. So I started to let people in on a really personal level and just trying to tell my story and just to see how it sounded, you know, outside of my head, just to get it out there and see what happened. So I was sort of dabbling with this. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I really have to say something. I really have to go public. I can't hide this anymore. It's too stressful. It's too much of a burden. And, you know, there were many times when I would have my breakdowns and cry and just, you know, ready to just make a Facebook post about it. And that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted it to be really thoughtful and I wanted it to have an impact because I knew that what I was going through, other people were going through, whether it be with alopecia or not. We all have things that we have to deal with and that we have to face and that we have to move on, even though we are afraid, and these things that just feel like these awful burdens. And I just wanted that to be an inspiration for people and for women, especially because we go through all of these emotions with, you know, how we're portrayed and how we want to portray ourselves and our ideas of sexuality and all of that. And so it just felt like it was the right time. I had come to a really good place and I felt ready. It just seems that everything aligned. And so I thought that making a video would be the best way to do this. And, you know, I was definitely very afraid to make the video. And in the first take, I cried much more than in the take that ended up going out to the world. But it felt amazing. It felt freeing, and the feedback that I've gotten has been so wonderful. And I really feel like I've got myself back because I didn't.
What are some of the comments from the video, you know, when people see it?
Well, you know, they say I'm beautiful no matter what, hair or not. They thank me for being brave and courageous. I've gotten some really great emails from other women who suffer with alopecia, and I've gotten some emails from people who show this video to children or to young girls who are dealing with this issue as well, and that is so important, and it touches me so much because I wish that I had somebody to look to when I was going through all of this, and to know that is going to be okay.
I just find it quite fascinating, right? That for, you know, what you do, you have this, you know, an amazing burlesque performer background. And then of all people, right, then to end up with an issue of alopecia or the loss of hair, you know, on the scalp, that is just amazing. And I've seen pictures of you, needless to say, and you look beautiful regardless. I mean, have people been telling you that, you know, when you basically are able to kind of, you know, just show yourself minus, you know, the past history with the wigs and all the rest of it. I just think you look wonderful.
Thank you. It's, you know, I shaved my head a few months ago, just because I couldn't handle the visual trauma of seeing my hair everywhere. So, you know, stress is a huge factor for autoimmune disease. And so I was just like, we have to take this off the table. So I went in and she cut my hair real short, shaved the sides. And since that day, I have gotten so many compliments on my hair from strangers in the street.
No, seriously, if you out there in her podcast land, just go ahead and Google, right, Michelle Lamour, LAMOUR, and just go under images. And the Huffington Post one was amazing. And it was entitled, I'm a Burlesque Star, and I'm coming out about my struggle with alopecia. You know, it helps that you're beautiful. That you've really taken obviously good care of yourself because you are a performer. That one picture that I recall more than anything else where you were it said, this was my second shoot as my real self. I had been working with the photographer for years. The first time he saw me like this, it was a very special moment. And it was when you were just basically sitting, you know, and reclining very comfortably with your hand in your sort of cupped in your, your head cupped in your hand. And I think it looks incredibly unique and edgy and quite amazing, to be perfectly blunt with you. That being said, since being a burlesque star, right, performer, has so much to do with sexuality, and hair is supposed to have so much to do with sexuality. How do you now kind of redefine that for yourself? How did you come to some kind of peace about that?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm lucky because in the burlesque world, everybody wears wigs. So whether they have hair or not. But for me, the wig meant something else. You know, it meant that I was hiding something. So for the past year and a half, I felt like a fraud, kind of, you know, I know wearing a wig doesn't make you a fraud. I know, you know, all these things, but you know, the things that go through your head. So I just felt off. I didn't feel in my body. I didn't feel like I was being honest. Being sincere and being authentic and genuine are very important to me. And I just felt like I wasn't giving my full self to my friends, to my family, to my fans. I just felt like a fraud. And, you know, with the hair issue and what you present on stage, you know, I believe that every woman is beautiful. And I believe that every woman can do burlesque. Whoever wants to do burlesque, it doesn't matter. And I believe these things because I've gone through these things. And I believe that there is always a way. And actually, last night was a landmark night for me because I performed for the first time without my wig. And I'm feeling
oh my God.
Very high.
Seriously.
On that today. Yes.
Wow. What was that like for you to perform burlesque without your wig?
It was amazing. I felt on stage, I felt this moment on stage, like, oh, I'm back. Like, this is what it feels like. This is what I remember performing, feeling like. And it was just so good. And I just sat in it and marinated in it. And I get to do it again tonight. And I'm so excited.
And so what was the response of folk? I mean, you know, obviously we all have expectations of what people's responses are going to be. But, you know, what was the response of people?
The response was amazing. It was a really, really fabulous show. I think it was about 1,200 people in the audience. So they were just screaming and losing their minds, and I was just basking in it. I mean, it was so, so special. And, you know, I'm so grateful to the producers who I'll say, quote unquote, allowed me to do this. Just because I didn't want it to be too preachy or too therapeutic looking. I wanted it to still be an act on its own and still be entertainment and have that entertainment value. And they believed in me and they believed in what I could do. And I did it and it was great. And it was really fun because I actually put some eyeshadow, like color on my scalp. So it looked really fun and edgy. And I kind of want to do that every day now.
Oh, I just think that is so cool. No, I mean, seriously, yeah. First of all, I think it's just awesome that you're a burlesque performer. It's just a really amazing way to be able to express yourself and then to be challenged, go figure, with the loss of the hair, with this autoimmune condition called alopecia. And then to just sort of work your way through that whole journey to the point where in front of 1,200 people, you can now perform without the wig and feel whole and sexy and amazing mentally and physically and, you know, want to move on with your life just like that. I mean, do you kind of see that this has been quite a trajectory? This has been a hell of a journey for you, but there's so many teachable moments, so many lessons here that all of us can learn from. You said in the Huffington Post the following. You said, "I feel vulnerable sharing this with the world, but it's also exhilarating. I can finally be me again. I am finding strength in my vulnerability, and that is powerful. I believe that beauty is truth. Beauty is not makeup or hair or clothes. Those are skills." Oh, I loved that. That really stuck in my brain. Those are skills. Mm-hmm. Beauty is real, vulnerable, and honest. I'm not saying that this is easy. I will never say that. It is hard, and you should respect the process. What I will say is that the risks are worth the reward. We each have our own truth, and I want to encourage you to live yours today. You are not alone. I mean, seriously, Michelle, that's killer. No, your words were, I read that and I was like, I ran to my producer going, find her. Just get her. I need the her podcast listeners to really hear your words and to take them to heart about everything they do in their own life, because this is not just about alopecia per se. This is about the definition of beauty, and that each one of us has to be able to define that in a way that works for us with self-compassion and self-love. Does that make sense to you, Michelle?
Yes, self-compassion and self-love are very challenging, and it's sad that it's so challenging, but it's definitely something that I've had to learn and to go through and improve. You know, when I think about how I feel about myself now versus how I felt about myself when I had hair, like I feel so much better about myself than I did back then. You know, when I had hair, I had great hair, body, you know, And the amount of negative self-talk that I had every single day about my body or this or that or my actions or whatever. I mean, it was like constantly putting myself down, you know, and I know that we all go through that. And I know that in saying that, people wouldn't necessarily think that that's something that I would experience because I put myself on stage and I'm projecting this, you know, really confident person. But I do go through that. I have gone through that. And I'm at the other side of that now. And, you know, I just took a yoga class about 2 days ago, and the instructor had us think about parts of our body that maybe we didn't like. And she wanted us to send energy and love there and compassion, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm going, there's no part of me that I don't like. I am full. I am good. And I thought, maybe my hair, maybe I could think about my hair and maybe I don't like that. And then I thought, I do like that. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. And it was this amazing feeling that I've never had before.
I love it. And well, there you have it. Nothing like a good yoga class to kind of optimize that feeling of self-compassion in a big way. I say kudos to you. Everyone, we have been talking to Michelle L'Amour, and that is spelled L'Amour. I would highly recommend you go to her website, michellelamour.com, and that's without the apostrophe. So that's Michelle with two L's in an E, LAMOUR.com/beautyistruth. Beauty is truth. And learn more about her wonderful work and her new revelations, and keep up with her life, because I think that she is ridiculously inspirational and so authentic and real. And that's what we really want to know about, especially when we're talking about this autoimmune problem of alopecia and how that really syncs with the whole issue of beauty. Michelle, I want to thank you for being on the Her podcast. We are so grateful.
Thank you so much. I love your show. It's so great to be on.
Awesome. And again, you're the best. Well, so for all the Her podcast listeners who've been listening to this, for crying out loud, I want you to hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page, and please just take a moment or two and rate and review this really amazing podcast we just had with Michelle L'Amour, who's an international burlesque performer with alopecia, and talking to us about her hair and beauty and what that's all about. So I'm going to read that rate and review. So you better be doing that right now as we speak. I love to hear from you. Your feedback's golden. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek, or on Twitter at PamPeakMD. And you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.